Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends. Everyone's doing well. Just finished up with the minhag, with the custom of reading over the entire Sefer Devarim, the book of Deuteronomy, on this night of Hoshana Rabbah, which is the last night of Sukkot, before the holiday of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. And there was a couple of things jumped out at me, of course, but one in particular, one verse particularly jumped out at me. Temim tiya im Hashem Elokecha. You should be wholesome with Hashem your God. And in Rashi over there, Rashi brings a midrash which talks about not looking ahead of time, not looking ahead, not looking into the future, not needing to know, where everything is going, where everything is heading. Basically, being in the moment that you're in, being present in the moment that you're in, turning to Hashem with whatever your issue is and whatever is going on, right? Not getting stuck in the past, not getting so attached to what might be in the future, and just to be in the moment and basically say, okay, I'm with you, Hashem. What do you want from me in this moment? What is my move in this moment in my relationship with Hashem? And this is so meaningful, because when we do this, so then we're alive. When we do this, we're living. When we do this, we're flowing with the divine energy that we have at our core, as opposed to getting locked in and detached from the moment because of something from the past that we have our own headspace about, or because we're trying to control the outcome or control the future. We're attached to some picture of how we think things are supposed to be or how things should be. Instead, when we can get present in the moment, and what's that line? I think it's Oprah, let go and let God. Just get attached to the moment, right? And say, okay, what does Hashem want me to do right here, right now? Independent of what was, and independent of who knows what will be. We can do that. Wow, we are alive. We are flowing. All right, so we should be blessed to be able to do that and to take that message into our heart today, right now, and forever. Have yourselves a great one, my friends.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ElieTheJew.com.